Good morning, this is Jacqueline B, and I've been thinking about noise, particularly the noise of our rationale. It's often times when somebody says something and it taps into an insecurity that we have from a past experience or a memory or reasoned logic, and our rational mind is really, really good then at presenting to us all the possibilities for failure, all the ways of protecting yourself, all the issues with what you might be doing wrong, what you might be doing right. And that's its job. It presents all those things to you as a way of supporting you, as a way of helping us, as a way of ensuring that I make the right decision. And that's a good thing. When we listen only to the noise and get lost in it, that's when we start to doubt ourselves. That's when we start to fear. Those things that are presented to us from our rationale are meant as options. The rational mind says, you've heard this, you're going to do that. Here are these things that I know, and presents a sort of menu of different scenarios and different options. And our job then is to glance at that menu and be aware, acknowledge. But it isn't to delve into it and see the menu as the only thing that exists as a way of making a decision. That's when our thinking starts to get noisy, because we get lost in the menu and forget that outside of that limited menu that the rationale has, there exists an abundance of possibilities and wisdom and choice and option. And we're only making one decision in that moment. I've seen this at play many, many times with myself and with the people I work with and the people that I know. And it came up in particular this morning with somebody who is very intuitively led and open-hearted and open-minded, and had heard a bit of warning advice, really, from a friend, a bit of negative thinking and a bit of caution. But then she got lost in that, because what that did is that tapped into her own insecure thinking, her own need to protect herself, a desire to ensure success. And what happens in that moment is she did, as we all do, got caught up with that thinking instead of being able to step away and just look at that as a template, a possibility of many, rather than the answer. And what came up for me when we talked was that there's wisdom in everything. There's wisdom in somebody's negative thinking. There's wisdom in somebody else's opinion. There's wisdom in something we read that morning. And if we allow it, the wisdom shows itself. We don't have to work it out. I hope that makes sense. Thank you for listening.